Good morning and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guest topics and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage. And now your host, Rebecca Emholtz.
This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Emholtz, and I'm so glad you can listen today. Last week, we talked with Ashton Houghton of the Alzheimer's Association. We talked about the upcoming June 20th event, The Longest Day, which will provide support and resources about Alzheimer's, and you can help by forming your own team or just learning to see what's going on out there for June the 20th, The Longest Day. Go to alz.org for more information. Now, if you're a boomer who is thinking about making a move to a new home, maybe you want to downsize or you want a home that better suits your lifestyle. Maybe you're a boomer who has aging parents and you need advice on what are the best options for them so they can age in place. You need to listen today as our guests can help. They are Michael Washburn of Exit Realty, the Carolinas. He is also a SRES, a seniors real estate specialist, and he is a parent care housing specialist. We're going to learn about what that is. Joining him will be Christine Sheffield, owner of the Parent Care Solution. Together, they are a wealth of information and they have a nice giveaway for the fifth caller, so stay tuned. Now, here are some events. Father's Day is tomorrow, and you can give Dad a meal fit for a king. The Noisy Oyster Seafood Restaurant has a meal fit for a king with their slow-roasted prime rib, broiled lobster tail, and more for $25.99. And what is extra special is Dad also gets a complimentary slice of chocolate cake, a koozie, and a $20 gift card. So you can feed Dad and get him a gift. Go to NoisyOysterSeafood.com for more information. Now, after brunch, you can treat Dad to sailing in sangria. It's the Palmetto Breeze Sangria Sunday. It's 2 o'clock tomorrow, leaving from Shem Creek. Board the Palmetto Breeze, Charleston's ultimate sailing catamaran, and experience marine life of the Charleston Harbor. You can get comfortable on their spacious deck and sail away with complimentary bottled water, soft drinks, and sangria for guests 21 and over. Tickets start at $25. You do need to reserve ahead of time, so visit aqua-safari.com and sail away tomorrow, 2 p.m. on the Palmetto Breeze, or you can check out the other sailing dates and times. Again, aqua-safari.com. Now, if you have family with little ones visiting this summer, check out Family Fun Night, a summer series at Folly Beach. It begins this Tuesday, June 21st at 5 p.m., Folly Family Night is a 7-week series, again this Tuesday. It includes live entertainment, food vendors, games, and more. For more information, visit FollyFamilyFunNight.com. Now, here's a farmer's market event I had not come across before. It's the Green Barn Market this Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m. at Carnes Crossroads in Somerville. It features fresh produce, seafood, baked goods, local arts and crafts, and more. Visit CarnesCharleston.com for more information about this Wednesday Green Barn Market at Carnes Crossroads. Again, every Wednesday this summer through August. Now, ladies, here's a fun Friday afternoon getaway. It's the Emily Giffen Girls Getaway, Friday, June 24, starting at 2 p.m. at the Gillyard Center downtown. You and your girlfriends can enjoy time with New York Times best-selling author Emily Giffen. The Emily Giffen Girls Getaway is inspired by Emily's novels and her favorite things. You'll receive an advanced copy of Emily Giffen's newest novel, First Comes Love, and enjoy an afternoon of cocktails, treats, and activities while spending time with the author herself. Tickets are $150. Go to randomhousebooks.com. Again, randomhousebooks.com. Now, we love to talk about events on Let's Talk Boomers, but you need time and sometimes money to enjoy the many events in the Lowcountry. Now, if you've thought about moving to a new house with less maintenance so you have more time and perhaps more money, or if you're a boomer who has aging parents and you need advice on what are the best options for them so they can age in place, you need to listen today as the guests can help. They are Michael Washburn of Exit Realty, the Carolinas. He is also a seniors real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist. Joining him is Christine Sheffield, owner of the Parent Care Solution and author of the book, The Parent Care Conversation, 11.5 Strategies for Transforming the Emotional and Financial Future of Your Aging Parents. Together, they are a wealth of information and they have a great giveaway for the fifth caller. So stay tuned.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. As I mentioned before the break, if you're a boomer who is thinking about making a move to a new home, maybe you want to downsize or you want a home that better suits your lifestyle, a home with less maintenance and one that is more accommodating as you age, or you're a boomer has aging parents, you need advice for them in terms of what are the best options so they can age in place, you need to continue to listen as today's guests can help. They are Michael Washburn of Exit Realty of the Carolinas. He is a seniors real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Rebecca.
And joining you today, Michael, is Christine Sheffield, owner of the Parent Care Solution. Welcome, Christine.
Hi, Rebecca.
So glad to have you both here this morning. As I mentioned, you together are a wealth of information. You're a wealth of information separately also, but I tell you what, together you are a dynamic duo. So, Michael, we are going to talk about first, what is a seniors real estate specialist?
Well, it's a specialization. It's a designation that you go and study and achieve through the National Association of Realtors, and it's designed to specialize in dealing with the seniors niche. And as you age and your life changes going forward, your housing needs change, and it's designed to really kind of address that.
Okay. In addition to that, you are also a parent care housing specialist, which is a term I am not familiar with. So what is that exactly?
Well, that takes it to a whole nother level, Rebecca, where you really kind of study and see what somebody's challenges are going forward, what their resources are, and what kind of experience they want to have going forward. So you put together a plan for that.
Okay, so it sounds like a more detailed plan.
It is. Definitely is.
So it's a process.
A process.
Okay, very good. And now, Christine, your book, The Parent Care Conversation, the 11.5 Strategies for Transforming the Emotional and Financial Future of Your Aging Parents. Well, we can all relate to that. There are strategies, I guess, to deal with these challenges of how the heck do we start the conversation with our aging parents?
See, that's the toughest part is starting the conversation and keeping on track. And that's why we've created something called CARE that helps people do that. And whenever you're having a very difficult conversation, it helps to have something that keeps you on track. And CARE is an acronym that helps you do that. It stands for Challenges, Alternatives, Resources, and Experience. So the first thing you would ask them is, what are the challenges that you will face as you age? And you discuss what those are. And then you talk about what are all the alternatives out there that are available to you to meet all of those challenges that you have. That's when it turns their mindset around and start thinking in a positive way, as opposed to thinking in a negative way about all the challenges. But then you have to look at the resources, because if they don't have the resources, you know, it might not be a viable alternative. And then you have to think about what the experience, and the most important thing is to talk about what experience, and I think that's what the real estate industry forgets about, is what is the experience this person wants to have going forward.
Not just a new house that's on one level.
Not just, it may not be that. It might be something altogether different, and you really have to listen, learn to listen.
So in the book, The Parent Care Conversation, Christine, you talk about the housing and property conversation. So how does the CARE process start that?
Well, you use your CARE acronym, and you would ask them, let's talk about the home that you're living in right now. Let's think about all the challenges that you're going to have in the next 10, 15 years as you age in this home, and discuss what those are. But you also have to think about what the alternatives to meet those challenges would be, and the resources, again, that they have available. And more importantly, like I said, the experience they want to have. I mean, do they want the children to come visit them? If they live in a one-bedroom condo somewhere, they may not be able to do that. Mm-hmm. So that's all very important.
So the challenges are what could they see as something that could be an impediment to staying in their home?
Correct.
And then
go a little positive with some options, some alternatives.
Right.
Turn that, end turn on the mindset. Negative.
Right, right. Start out with, and you have to talk about the challenges because mm-hmm. their home may not be safe for them to live mm-hmm. in. But on the other hand, they might want to renovate it, so mm-hmm. it can be. And so you have to talk about all that.
And so the resource part would be someone like Michael, who's a parent care housing specialist.
Exactly. He's a great resource. It's not just about money. I mean, children could be a great resource, but you definitely need someone that could help you think through that real estate or that housing decision.
So that you can have an experience as close as to what you want.
Right. And you have to think about the money. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do reality. Have to think about the reality of it is maybe the home, if you renovate it too much, maybe that'll kick you out of that market and you may never get the money back. You may not care. But those are things you have to think about. It's complicated.
It is complicated. But what I love about your book and the care process is that you uncomplicate it.
Exactly. Exactly. It makes it much easier to think about.
If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imhals, and we're talking today with Christine Sheffield. We've just been talking with her about her book, The Parent Care Conversation, 11.5 Strategies for Transforming the Emotional and Financial Future of Your Aging Parents. And how can someone get a copy of that book, Christine?
It's on Amazon, so you can get a Kindle version, so you don't have to spend a lot of money. The book itself, if you'd like a hard copy, like to feel it in your hands, mm-hmm. you can get a hard copy as well as a Kindle version.
And I've read it. I love it. I have a hard copy because I love to put post-it notes and underline passages to help me. So thank you.
No, you're very welcome.
I love the book.
Thank you.
If they want to email you, Christine, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. Anyone can email me at chris@parentcaresolution.com.
So chris@parentcaresolution.com. Now, Christine, we've been talking about the book, The Property Housing Conversation, why a resource like Michael is so important, because he's a parent care housing specialist. Now, Michael, what is that?
As Christine mentioned, utilizing the CARE acronym, we take a look at the house specifically to see what the challenges would be going forward. And I believe it's a pretty high statistic, like 89% of houses somewhere in there don't fit the needs of seniors as they age. So that needs to be addressed.
Wow, 89.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and a very large percentage of people also do want to stay in their house. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be their preference. So as Christine mentioned, you need to assess that and see mm-hmm. if it's practical mm-hmm. to make those modifications and to renovate. And if you do that, you know, let's just say just throwing a number out there, if you've spent $40,000, would that make sense then economically going forward? Would you get that money back out of your house when you sold it?
And so what you're able to do is you're able to come up with a plan using the CARE process.
Right.
So that you're looking at everything and the long term.
Correct.
Okay, very good. That's so important before somebody makes that next move, especially if someone's been in their home for a long time. It's not easy to move and make that transition.
Yeah.
So if I'm a boomer, though, listening today, how do I decide if I should sell my house?
Well, really, you've got to look at see what you want to do for the next period of time. I mean, how long are you going to be in this market? Are you going to move ultimately to another place, possibly to be closer to your children or your family? So I would make those type assessments. And then again, what type of lifestyle you want going forward.
And I would think money would come into play. Can I afford to move?
Money definitely comes into play. You know, and it's often people use the terminology downsizing. Mm-hmm. So you would assume that when you sell a bigger house, you move to a smaller house, it's less expensive. But that doesn't always happen.
Not always, because if you anticipate already have a lot of grandchildren, you might want a larger home.
That is correct. And that's one thing. The more I've looked into this, it's not one size fits all. And the good thing about it is there are a lot of alternatives.
And do you also have to look at, as a boomer, do you help them decide what services they might need as they
Absolutely.
Get older?
Absolutely. I think one of the big buzzwords out there now is walkability. Hmm. People want to get close to things where they could walk to a restaurant or walk to some place that they would like to, you know, like to go to a club to play tennis or golf or again, walk to shopping. So, you know, that's becoming more and more popular.
I like that walkability term because as we get older, if we can retire, hopefully one day, then you probably want to walk because before you're in your car, how quickly can I get there?
Right.
Because I've just left the office.
Sure. But it's nice to be able to walk 5 or 10 minutes to go to eat dinner or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's good exercise. It's nice to get outside. And instead of jumping in the car and driving down the highway 15 or 20 minutes.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Now, Michael, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, what makes that so unique?
Well, we're a national company, actually international, and it's a great concept. We've got a little bit of a unique business model. It's a good opportunity for anybody interested in getting into the real estate business.
Well, let's talk about that. A lot of boomers are going back into the workforce
right.
with our particular area, the
right.
Low Country. Strong. Is housing market's pretty strong?
It's very strong throughout the Carolinas in general and nationally, actually.
Okay.
It's coming along. So we have excellent training for somebody that's never been in the industry. We also have a real estate school that's going to be starting up to help somebody get licensed. And more importantly, the training that would follow behind the getting licensed so that they would be able to create a career out of it if they chose to do that.
Oh, that's really neat. And if you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. We've been talking with Michael Washburn. He's with Exit Realty of the Carolinas. He's a seniors real estate specialist, but he's also a parent care housing specialist, which really helps you out there listening. When you're ready to make that next move, Michael can develop a detailed plan,
correct,
a process, so that it's the right move for you instead of just, here's a house that's one level. Right, Michael?
That's
did I kind
correct.
Of, okay.
Right.
And if you're a boomer thinking about a real estate career, why should they consider becoming a parent care housing specialist?
Well, I think, you know, as you can tell, can't tell on the radio, but my hair is starting to change colors here, so it's more silver than it is brown these days.
Well, mine would be that color, too, if I didn't go see somebody every 6 weeks, so that's okay.
So, it became interesting to me, you know, now that I'm moving into the boomer segment myself, and also my parents have now passed away, but I have constantly asked by friends of mine whose parents are, you know, getting into their 80s and 90s, and that's when, you know, it's, again, time to make some changes. So it became very interesting.
Well, and it's really a service.
It is.
And it's recession-proof, too.
Thank you. And mm-hmm. Christine Sheffield with the parent care conversation, is that why you honed in with your book on the property conversation, the housing conversation, and a parent care specialist?
Mostly it was because there wasn't anyone out there who was addressing that specific need at the time that we wrote the first book. And it's
so this
a very
is the second book that you've just written with 11.5 strategies. Okay.
That's correct.
Wow.
And the first book was out there. We realized after having these conversations with a lot of people that this was a very complicated conversation. And we needed experts in that industry who could help people with that conversation.
It's complicated and it's emotional.
Very emotional.
Which makes it complicated.
Makes it even more complicated. Yeah.
So I like in the title how you say transforming the emotional and financial. And I'm losing my thought right there, but with the book title, so finish it for me. Transforming the emotional and financial future, am I saying that right?
That's
of your
right.
aging parents.
Right, because it again, that's why we use care, because we want to take people's challenges, but we want to show them that you can come up with some great alternatives as long as you have the resources to back them up so that you can have the experience that you want to have. And that's what it always should be about. It's your mm-hmm. life. It should be your best experience.
We're all unique, and a parent care housing specialist fits that mold, that unique mold to help us figure out what we do need.
Exactly right. It's more than knowing just about where you can go. It's about why you should go there.
Why you should go. I love that. Now, Christine, we talked earlier in the show, but we can find you at Amazon.com, and can you give out your email again?
Sure. It's Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at parentcaresolution.com.
So Chris's book, The Parent Care Conversation, is on Amazon.com. And you can email Chris at chris@parentcaresolution.com. And Michael, how can we find you?
The best way to catch me really is my phone number, 843-343-3947.
Very good. And your website is exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com?
Correct.
All right. And let's talk about that phone number again. If you're the fifth caller today, what do they get?
They get a $50 gift certificate to Cracker Barrel, as well as Christine's book.
Awesome. That is a wonderful, wonderful giveaway. Listening out there, you can get a copy of The Parent Care Conversation, 11.5 Strategies for Transforming the Emotional and Financial Future of Your Aging Parents, and a $50 gift certificate to Cracker Barrel. Just call and be the fifth caller, 1-843-343-3947, and check out Christine Sheffield. Give her an email, chris@theparentcaresolution.com. And Michael, thank you for being here, and go to his website, Exit Realty the Carolinas. Thank you for being here, Michael, and he's a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers. So thanks again for being here.
Thank you, Rebecca.
We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage.
Welcome back. We're fortunate that Michael Washburn and Christine Sheffield could stay a little longer this morning and continue the conversation on why it's important to use a parent care housing specialist. Now, Michael, why should I use a parent care housing specialist such as yourself?
We can use a process, Rebecca, to assess your needs, and we use a CARE acronym to figure out your challenges, the alternatives, your resources, and the experience you want to experience going forward.
So it's a plan using a process.
Correct.
Now, Christine, you're the author of The Parent Care Conversation. We've been talking about the 11.5 strategies for transforming the emotional and financial future of your aging parents. One of the conversations is the property conversation, an important one if you've decided to sell your house and relocate. What to do with all the stuff? Is that the property conversation?
That is, exactly. Interestingly enough, that's the number one reason why people have fights with each other is over the property. And it's really important to make an assessment of what the possessions that you have that are available and think about who should have those going forward. You don't have to hand them over right now, but it's important to think about it.
And so in your book, you do a great job of helping somebody list their possessions and basically help them develop a plan for what they should keep, what they should give to their children, and maybe what they should go ahead and donate.
Yeah, like I said, it's important to do this now while you're still alive and not let your children fight over it when you're gone. But we have a great checklist. We've got some questions that can help you walk through the decision-making process. And sometimes it's better to get a professional organizer in who can help you with that because they're very good at deciding helping you decide which things to keep and which things to either throw away or sell.
And Michael, as a parent care housing specialist, I know that you have a team, and one of those team folks can be a professional organizer, isn't that right?
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. To get a copy of The Parent Care Conversation, visit Amazon.com or email Christine at chris@theparentcaresolution.com. To learn more about Michael Washburn and Exit Realty the Carolinas, visit his website, exitofthecarolinas.com, or give him a call, 843-343-3947. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers, a lifestyle show on tips and trends for you, the baby boomer. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz. Tune in again next Saturday morning at 9:30 for another Let's Talk Boomers. only on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca M. Holtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group, Michael Washburn, Exit Realty of the Carolinas, and Jerry Garner, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Town Bank Mortgage, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.